How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Breaking Math, where we take a deep dive into how math shapes the world we live in and beyond. I'm your host, Gabriel Hesch, and I am joined by my co-host, Autumn Faneff. And today we're exploring the cutting edge of artificial intelligence, materials science, and climate technology. Our focus? Generative flow networks, or GFLOW nets, and how they're being used to discover new materials designed to capture carbon dioxide, a key component in the fight against climate change.
What's fascinating about this is how we're using complex math and AI to solve one of the biggest problems of our time, reducing CO2 levels in the atmosphere. Today, we'll not only explain what GFLOW nets are, but how these AI models are being applied to create metal organic frameworks, or MOFs, materials that could one day make carbon capture much more efficient and scalable.
Let's dig into the math behind it all. We vaguely touched on what GFLOW nets are in a prior episode. The important thing to know about them is that they are robust in their ability to generate diverse and structured objects in a step-by-step manner. Again, more on that in a prior episode. And that's what makes them perfect for discovering new materials. But before we dive into these deep topics, we would like to give our friends at Digital Discovery Journal a shout out for sending us the paper, Discovery of Novel Reticular Materials for Carbon Dioxide Capture Using GFLOW Nets by Sipsigan et al., published earlier in 2024.
To start it off, AI has been revolutionizing material science in profound ways. Imagine trying to sift through trillions of possible material combinations to find the perfect one for, say, carbon capture? This would take centuries for human scientists to do. AI, however, can explore these massive spaces much faster, helping us discover materials for applications ranging from pharmaceuticals to next-generation batteries and, of course, carbon capture.
That's where reticular materials come in. These are a class of highly porous materials that include metal organic frameworks, or MOFs, and covalent organic frameworks, or COFs. Think of these materials as 3D lattices made from connecting molecular building blocks. You can customize these lattices based on your needs, which is what makes them so promising for applications like CO2 capture. The more surface area you have inside the material, the more CO2 it can absorb.
One of the most critical properties for CO2 capture is gravimetric surface area, which is the internal surface area available for gas molecules to stick to. In simple terms, the more internal space a material has per gram, the more CO2 it can capture. And this is where GFLOW nets really shine, helping us find material with extremely high surface areas that we might not have discovered otherwise.
So let's break down GFLOW nets for those of you who might be hearing about them for the first time. GFLOW nets are an AI model that generates complex objects like molecules or frameworks one step at a time. You can think of it like walking through a decision tree, but with a twist. Instead of just choosing one path, GFLOW nets explore multiple paths simultaneously and efficiently, ensuring that the objects generated are not only high quality, but also diverse.
Traditional AI models like generative adversarial networks, GANs, or variational autoencoders, VAEs, are good at generating data like images, but they often suffer from something called mode collapse, where they generate very similar outputs repetitively. GFLOW nets, on the other hand, are designed to avoid this by generating a wide range of different high-quality solutions.
This ability to explore diverse possibilities is critical for materials discovery. In the study, the researchers trained GFLOW nets to design metal organic frameworks, as we said earlier, or MOFs, with high surface areas for capturing CO2. They even developed a Python library called MatGFN to streamline this process, allowing them to generate novel materials quickly. One key result was the creation of the MatGFN RM dataset, which contains over 1.7 million different material structures. Many of these structures have surface areas greater than 5,000 meters squared per gram, which is a leap forward for CO2 captured materials.
Let's dive deep into how GeoFlowNets were trained to generate these materials. Unlike traditional machine learning models, which learn from pre-labeled data, GeoFlowNets use something called a reward function. In this case, the reward is tied directly to the material surface area. The larger the surface area, the higher the reward. This allows GeoFlowNets to continuously refine their exploration processes towards generating high-performing materials.
Researchers even used 11 different topologies of MLFs, both with and without edges, as a starting point for the GeoFlowNets to explore. For each topology, they trained the GeoFlowNets to sample materials, generating between 70,000 and 120,000 different material structures per topology. This eventually led to the creation of over 1.7 million materials in the MatGFN RM dataset.
What's really interesting here is how they tested the novelty of these materials. They compared the GeoFlowNet generated structures to an existing dataset of MOFs called ARC MOF using a technique called average minimum distance AMD. They found that many of these materials generated by GeoFlowNets were not only novel, but also structurally diverse compared to materials in the reference dataset.
Now, let's talk about how well these materials performed in capturing CO2. After generating the dataset, the researchers used grand canonical Monte Carlo simulations to evaluate the top 100 materials. These simulations helped estimate each material's working capacity, which essentially measures how much CO2 the material can absorb under varying pressure conditions.
Sure. The results were pretty impressive. All of the top 100 materials had working capacities that ranked in the 90th percentile when compared to real-world MOFs in the Core 2019 dataset. And out of these 100 materials, 13 outperformed every single material in the Core 2019 dataset in terms of CO2 adsorption.
One standout material was the aptly named 005 FFC 10217, a covalent organic framework that had an incredible CO2 working capacity of 43 moles per kilogram. This material far exceeded the performance of any material in the Core 2019 dataset, demonstrating the potential of GeoFlowNets to discover truly groundbreaking materials.
Since these materials are computationally generated, the researchers needed to validate whether their structures were physically realistic. They used the MOF checker library to check for issues like over or under coordinated atoms, basically situations where atoms were too close or too far apart from each other, which would make the material unstable.
After identifying these structures, they used atomic relaxation techniques with CHGNet to refine the generated materials. This process corrected most of the structural problems, with 98% of materials showing no atomic overlaps or coordination issues post-relaxation. Interestingly, while this relaxation reduced the unit cell volume of some materials, many retained their high CO2 capture capacities.
For example, the high-performing material 005 FFC 10217 saw its unit cell volume shrink by 23%, which lowered its CO2 working capacity slightly to 36.2 moles per kilogram. However, even after this reduction, it still outperformed all of the materials in the Core 2019 dataset, making it one of the top candidates for real-world carbon capture applications.
So, what's next? While the study shows a lot of promise, there's still room for improvement. One area that could be optimized is selectivity. This refers to how well a material can capture CO2 specifically while leaving other gases like nitrogen behind. In this study, it wasn't explicitly included in the reward function, yet some of the generated materials already showed selectivity values greater than 1, which indicates a strong potential for further development.
Future research could also explore multi-objective optimization. This means training the GeoFlowNet not only to maximize CO2 working capacity, but also to consider the other important factors like stability, synthesizability, and even the heat of adsorption, which measures how much energy is required for CO2 to stick to the material. These additional objectives could help refine the materials further, making them more suitable for large-scale production and industrial use.
There's also the potential to improve the algorithm itself. Techniques like hyperparameter optimization and Thomson sampling could be used to make the G-flow nets more efficient in exploring the vast space of possible materials. By refining both the model and the material properties, G-flow nets could be even better at finding materials for specific needs. The research opens the door to many possibilities, from using AI to generate carbon capturing materials to expanding this method to other fields like drug discovery or battery technology.
What's exciting is that this approach isn't just limited to carbon capture. The framework they've built could be applied to many areas where material properties are critical and where AI can explore the vast design spaces more efficiently than humans ever could.
In conclusion, we've seen how G-flow nets have the potential to revolutionize the way we discover material. By combining AI with the power of mathematical exploration, we're able to not only speed up the process of discovering materials, but also create novel ones that have never existed before.
And while the focus of this episode has been on CO2 capture, the methods and tools developed here have far-reaching implications in many other areas. G-flow nets could play a key role in solving complex problems in various scientific domains.
That's all we have for today's episode of Breaking Math. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with others who might find it interesting. And as always, follow us on social media to stay updated on future episodes.
And thanks for joining us today. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember that math is everywhere, even in the air we breathe. I like that. The first time I went through the paper,
yeah,
it was kind of difficult.
Okay.
But after I ran it through, simplified it, did some AI magic, also stopped recording so it uploads properly.
Oh. Nope.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.